Faculty and staff. The faculty and staff for the new school were quickly assembled. Ellen White, at the General Conference session in Washington, had urged that C.W. Irwin, for 8 years principal of the Avondale School in Australia, be released from his work there and kept on in the States to head the new college. Church leaders concurred in this, and Professor Irwin stayed by, ready to head the new school when a site was found and school could begin. The editor of the Signs of the Times, Oscar Tate, a man of broad experience, was prevailed upon to become Bible teacher. Others, seasoned and capable men and women, were drawn in. When school opened on Wednesday, September 29, 50 students were ready to begin classes. The dedication of the new college on that day, with services held in the dance hall, which could seat 200, was an impressive and joyous occasion. Ellen White was there and was one of the speakers. In her 20-minute address, she said, "We are very grateful to the Lord of Hosts for this possession, for we have here just what we hope to have in the Buena Vista estate. God wanted us here, and He has placed us here. I was sure of this as I came upon these grounds. The Lord designed this place for us, and it has been the work of His providence that has brought it into our possession." And indeed, all recognized that the Lord had done just that.